Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Have a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. Ruth is the author of the outstanding new book, The Courage to Be Profitable. I'm predicting, Ruth, that this is going to be a runaway bestseller.
From your lips to God's ears.
Exactly. And I'm telling you something. If every small business owner had a copy of this little book, there would be small business figures would be cut by two-thirds.
At least.
And I'll tell you something else, folks. If you are thinking about becoming a small business owner, read this book first, because it might talk you out of it. And if it does, that was a good thing. That was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Because how many times, Ruth, have you seen people start a business when they had no idea what they were up against from a financial standpoint?
Or just a business standpoint, period.
And all they did was waste their time and waste a lot of their money. And they look back and they say, okay, that was more about desperation than being smart.
Right. And how many people who get laid off from Fortune 500 companies think, oh, I'll just start a business, and they realize that they don't have.
Part of my job is to help people start and run small businesses, but part of my job is also to talk people out of it who shouldn't be a small business owner. Mm-hmm. It's not for everybody. So okay, talk to us some more about courage. Why is courage such an important part of this?
Because you can know everything about financials, you can understand exactly what your financial statements are saying, but if you don't take action and don't have the courage to, you know, take a deep breath, lay off the people who need to be laid off, raise your prices. I'll give you a perfect example. We had a client who was
fire a customer.
You have to fire customers. Somebody isn't paying their bills, don't keep selling to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the courage to pick up the phone and say, okay, I need a payment before I deliver another job to you,
right,
or before I send you any more shoes, or I do whatever else it is. And people are just afraid to pick up the phone. You got to do it. Otherwise, it will drag you on and could put you out of business. You got to have the courage to just pick up the phone, you know, take a deep breath. What's the worst thing that can happen? I mean, they say no, and you don't. You're not getting paid anyway. Why are you doing it?
If it hurts your feelings, if it makes you uncomfortable to do these things that Ruth's talking about, how much are your feelings going to be hurt, and how uncomfortable are you going to be when you have to tell people that you failed in business?
Yeah, and they don't have a job anymore.
Now, that's the thing that you got to think about. There's an old saying in aviation, Ruth, that I'd rather be on the ground wishing I was up in the air in the air wishing I was on the ground.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, folks, if you can't find the courage to tell a customer that you need them to pay you, or to tell an employee to get their acting gear in their job in line, or they're going to lose their job, if you can't do those things, how are you going to feel telling people that you lost your business? And that's where the courage comes in.
Absolutely. The worst, you know, think about the worst thing that can possibly happen, and it probably won't happen. People will be, you know, number one, surprised if this is a payment issue. Mm-hmm. Number two is, you know, they can't pay the whole thing, get them to pay a piece of it. It's still better than not having anything at all.
Here's another courage thing, Ruth. Train your salespeople. If you're business to business and you got salespeople going out calling on customers, getting new customers, train your salespeople without fail to explain the credit policies of the company and what they're going to be expected to do. That's not easy for salespeople to do. They don't like talking about credit.
No, because they just want to sell and get their commissions and not worry about payments.
Then if you can't do that, then you tell your salespeople, okay, if you like talking about credit, then that's fine, but I'm not going to pay you until the customer pays.
Exactly.
But it still takes courage one way or the other, right?
And you got to just do it. I mean, most of us, including myself, I have done it. It took me 9 months longer than I should have to fire an employee, but I finally did it. And it was worse on me than him.
We all do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you also have to have the courage to look at yourself and to say, what am I capable of? What am I likely to do? And if it's not my nature to do these things, I need to hire somebody who will.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Give them the responsibility and tell them their job depends upon it. Hey, Ruth, congratulations again. Tell them again where they can find the book.
It's The Courage to Be Profitable, Get and Stay Profitable, less than 30 minutes a month. Get buy it on Amazon today. It's $10.17.
And the e-books, too. How much?
$10.17 for the book and $7 and some odd cents for the e-book.
What a deal.
Great investment.
What a deal, ladies and gentlemen. You got to have this. Thanks, Ruth. Congratulations. Good job.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smart. Ruth joined us. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remember, always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.